So, I was getting my ass kicked. It was happening a lot lately. I was laying on the ground in the middle of the display room of Wizard Labs with a time cube on display. It was a glowing little cube in the middle of spinning rings with a halo of blue-white energy around it. What did it do? I had not the slightest idea, but the company that manufactured most of the super-technological devices of the world had made it their center display for their annual science expo, so I figured it would be a good idea to steal it. Did I wait for nightfall when it was being packed up? Did I wait for it to be transferred from the heavily monitored display room to a less observed armor car? Did I do it at any time other than broad daylight during the grand opening? No, of course not, because I'm a supervillain. I don't do things the easy way. I was surrounded by the unconscious forms of Red Riding Hood, a.k.a. Cindy Wachowski Karkovsky, and Diablo Man, who didn't have a civilian identity as far as I could tell. There was also the Teardrop Man, Mr. Stilts, the Ring Tosser, and a bunch of other C-listers who had my exact same plan to rob the place. I swear to God I'm not making this up, but 8 different groups of supervillains had attacked the Wizard Expo at once. That would have been a big enough disaster by itself, but no, there was also a single superheroine there. Guinevere.
Gary, we need to talk.
The enchanting voice of the world's most beautiful ass-kicker said, picking me up by the back of my hood and lifting me up to her face. Guinevere was a 6'2" woman who in her natural form basically looked like Priyanka Chopra if she was a buxom professional bodybuilder. Originally, Guinevere's appearance was just whatever the viewer thought was their ideal partner, but she'd got herself shoved into a new body during a fight with Mr. Magic, because weird stuff like that happened with superheroes more often than not. She'd also gained a boost in strength, making her as strong as Ultra Goddess. Guinevere was dressed in a form-fitting suit of armor, with a tabard on the front, while Caliburn was sheathed beside her. A little crown rested on her forehead, marking her as Queen of Camelot. She wasn't the mythological Guinevere, but was Mordred Pendragon's sister and the daughter of Morgana Le Fay. She'd left the paradise of Otherworld in order to help regular humanity against the horrors of war. Guinevere was one of the 2 strongest superheroines in the world and well out of my weight class, even with the power of death backing me up. "Hi, Gwen," I said, trying not to look at the dozen unconscious crooks surrounding me. My team had arrived late to the party and missed most of her massive beatdown of bad guys, but that didn't mean she hadn't had plenty more to share. "How's it hanging?" I tried to turn insubstantial in order to escape her grasp, but her magical gauntlets prevented me from doing so. Crap.
"Do you know what it's like having to deal with you, Mr. Karkovsky?"
Guinevere asked. She was using my real name, which is never a good sign with superheroes. It meant they felt they knew you personally and were inclined to take their beatings of you personally. If you were the Ice Cream Man or Big Ben, it was just a job. But if you were Gary Karkovsky, then you were someone they felt connected to. "That is a question my wife asks every day," I said, trying to figure a way out of this and seeing none. "Also my girlfriend." Guinevere wrinkled her nose in disgust.
"You're vile."
"Hey, they know about each other," I said. "Don't be so prejudiced." Mandy Karkovsky, a.k.a. Night Huntress, was a superheroine who died and returned as a vampire. That meant, according to Murray versus Harker, we weren't legally married and couldn't get married again unless she was returned to human form, which would never happen because there was no cure for vampirism. Cindy and I had gotten together when Mandy was soulless as well as evil. Cindy had given birth to my child, Leia. What did Mandy think of this? Well, she considered Cindy her mortal slave and servant, so she didn't mind. I had a third relationship happening that was complicating things with the other two. Yeah, I was a pig, but you would try and deal with this kind of stuff. Guinevere pulled me close to her face.
"You are an annoyance."
"This is also something they've said," I said, debating my options. It wasn't that I couldn't fight Guinevere. It's the fact my options were limited to things that might seriously injure or kill the people around me. It also wouldn't work in terms of winning the fight. I could turn insubstantial, that hadn't worked, shoot fire or cold, and was a bit more durable than most people. It was times like this that I missed Cloak, since he would have known how to handle a situation like this.